everyone. Welcome to the New York Film Academy Hour. Today we are joined by two people who are going to show us how to form a dynamic and awesome production team, as well as how to maximize opportunities that are given to you. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
My name is Peg Rudd. We're joined here today by two awesome rock stars here.
Thank
we
you.
Have Richard Selvey and Colleen Canwey. Yes.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. So, Richard, you are still a current student at NYFA.
Yes.
And you are a recent graduate, Colleen.
Yes,
is that right?
I graduated in September.
Awesome. And you're both in the BFA program.
Yes.
Awesome. How did you guys first fall in love with film? Tell me about how you got started.
You want to open up?
Well, I got to say, the movie that made me really open my eyes about what film could be was Fight Club by David Fincher. That one really was eye-opening, and it really made me realize that that's what I wanted to do, movies like that.
Fight Club's a great one. I love that one. You, Richard?
I guess I started liking movies when I realized that they were the closest thing to what to my comic books and to the cartoons that I used to draw. And so when I realized that essentially movies were just adding elements of production to a comic strip, that's when I was like, hey, I can do this, you know? And I don't think I've ever stopped until since that time.
Yeah. Awesome. Now, you guys have done, obviously, a lot of projects being students at NYFA, but what was your first experience like outside of NYFA on a professional set on your own?
I mean, the first time around, it's always like, whoa, you're on a huge roller coaster. And you know when it starts and you don't want it to really start yet, and you're like, but there's no way I can go back. And so I guess it's at that point where you're, you know, when you step out of your comfort zone and you're like, I actually have to do this now and take the responsibilities of it and understand what the responsibilities sort of entail as well. And then you just, I guess, have fun. And part of it as well, and part of the fun of making movies is because a lot of things can come out of, you know, you prepare so hard, but a lot of things can come out of improvisation and stuff you had not planned, you know, which are fun surprises to have on set, I think, always. And but yeah, I guess all my experiences outside of school were successful for now.
What was your first experience outside of school?
My first experience outside of school, well, they were all projects that we produced together and that we went out and actually, you know, went looking for talent and went looking for opportunities. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, this is a good segue to go into the music video, I guess. This is the first one.
For me, to answer your question, the very first project I did outside of school, I was a personal assistant to Dean Winters on the Allstate commercials.
Ah.
And that was the first big, real set I ever went on. And it just fortified even more that's what I wanted to do, just run a set like that.
So tell me, you guys have known each other since you were little. That's what I gathered before the show. Okay, so aside from being friends, do you guys work well together? I mean,
We work really well together. I think Colleen keeps me really grounded. And, you know, I think we're like a good balance for each other, I guess. Because, you know, I guess I'm a little bit more like a bull, and Colleen sort of keeps me back behind. And then, you know, when Colleen needs a push, then I push her as well and give her that. And, like, I feel like it's a good, you know, yin and yang.
It's a
together.
Good dynamic.
Yeah.
Have you guys always wanted to direct? Or I know you were saying, Colleen, that you just recently found out that you like to produce instead.
Yeah, well, when I first started NYFA, I was in the filmmaking program. And I didn't understand why I didn't love being there, given that I knew I wanted to be in film. Mm-hmm. And I realized that it was the whole director side. That's what I didn't like. I liked producing, you know, the numbers and the organization and the creative aspect of it, but not having to remember all creative aspects of it and just letting the director do their thing. And yeah, that's when I realized once I graduated that that's what I wanted to do, produce.
You're lucky that you got that realization not too much later in your life, you know? Some people don't realize until way after, and it's like, oh. So tell us about This Is Our Time. This is a music video you guys worked on, right? Tell me about that.
So This Is a music video we just actually, just got released 2 weeks ago on Spinning Records channel. It was a music video for our dear friend Florian, which is a DJ.
A DJ from back home where we come from in Geneva, Switzerland.
Exactly.
And we've known him since, I used to go to holidays with him when I was 8 years old. So we've known him for really a long time.
Oh, wow. So that was your in. You guys knew him, and he was like, hey, guys, I need a music video. Can you do it for me? Is that how?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he saw the content that Richard managed to make as a director, and he realized how elevated and cinematic he could make it. So that's what he wanted for a music video, to elevate that kind of film part of it.
Yeah.
So that's what we managed to make.
Yeah. We actually have the music video here. I'd like to just play a couple minutes of it, if we can. Thank you.
Enjoy.
This is our time.
Towards the brighter days, with our eyes wide open, dreaming. We've been dreaming while we're still awake. The only way is up for us to go.
I'm loving these colors.
Yeah, the colors are nice, huh? Actually, the coloring of the video was made by a guy called Brian Smaller, who colored the video from Starboy. Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. Ah, love this.
Look at the arcade.
Fun fact, that's Richard. That's
Director cameo back there.
So how long did this shoot take?
We spent 3 days shooting the video.
Oh, the shoot itself was 3 days, but the pre-production was up to 4 months.
And you guys had 6 different locations in 3 days.
Yeah, we had 6 different locations in 3 days. That's a whole lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
How did you guys deal with that madness?
I mean, in the end, I guess it all comes down, and that's the advice that I would give anyone, right, is pre-production and preparing your shoot and knowing every single detail. You know, even though it's not maybe going to happen, just know you're fully prepared and you can be ready to throw your shot list or whatever it is at the last minute because you have to readjust. And so I think
that's actually what happened to us for the club exterior, which is a bit later on in the video. We had to last minute, the day before the shoot, at the final scout, change the side of the building it was on because we actually weren't allowed to use the side of the building we were planning on using for the past 2 months.
So how do you guys deal with last minute corrections like that? Do you freak out? Do you keep calm? Which one of you freaks out? Be honest.
I guess there's always a moment where we're like, okay, you know, beep, and then it's like, now let's figure something, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, obviously we had a plan, you know, we know what our camera angles are. Most importantly, we know what the story is, you know, and we know what the content of the scene is. So we're able to just, you know, switch the scene and make it work somewhere else. It's not about how you're going to film it or with what you're going to film it or, you know, it's just about how can you tell your story and how can you tell that, you know, the best scene possible with the location you have. And, I mean, in the end, I think it worked for the best,
and
you know?
I gotta say, we really had a kick-ass team because with that last-minute change and all of that, production design, cinematographer, everyone just joined together to make it work.
And what people don't realize as well is there's like 40 people, you know, behind that who are like waiting to like set up their lights and set up their production design and, you know, set everything up. And it's like, okay, well, we had planned to shoot there, but now you're gonna have to change all of your guys' plan and all the different departments to the other side. But I mean, it worked, and it worked for the best. And when we were talking about, you know, happy surprises, this is one of them. Because now that I look back at it, if we were on the other side where we had originally planned, the scene wouldn't have taken place like it did in the video. So I guess it just happened for the best, you know?
Where'd you guys get the inspiration for the video, and how much of it was Florian?
So, when Florian came to us, you know, he came to us with a concept and an idea of what he wanted to tell and sort of what he wanted to see, you know, in the video, which then, you know, him and I decided, you know, worked on to have it fleshed out a little more in detail and to really build a story around it and build, you know, the characters.
Well,
and,
I gotta say, in the very beginning, you know, we're just workshopping, talking about it and everything, and I remembered saying something about my youth that I used to.
That's right.
Kids, don't do this at home, but take my mom's car and just go driving around. And I think that was kind of the original.
Yeah.
What after that it just came pouring in.
Yeah.
I love that you're drawing from your own real experiences. Exactly. That's great.
And this is exactly. And we wanted to something that, you know, everyone can remember, where it's like we all did something, you know, in high school or college where we're not proud of, you know, but still, like, the experience you have as a human being and you grow from this, you know, is invaluable. And so we wanted to share that in the music video as well, which is always more fun, I feel like, when it comes from a place of, you know, when it comes truth. From a place of truth, exactly. Yes. So that was.
Do you guys successful. Treat music videos different than when you would be making a feature film, for example?
In the sense, in the way you shoot it, it's a whole lot different, because you're less worried about stuff like lighting continuity or like detailed continuity in the scenes, you know, with eyelines and such. You deal with sort of the same problems logistically, but.
In a production stand view, not really, no.
No.
In the production stand view, it's pretty much you do the shot list.
We get the script and we go from there. We break it down and...
The shot list then becomes more of a directing thing. Mm-hmm. But in terms of production, I guess, finding the location, securing the locations, the permits, you know, all of that good, fun stuff, which Gilleen is so good at. This is the same as a movie. Then it's just about how you choose to see how you want your music video to look, and we wanted it to look like a movie, you know, which is why I feel like it has that, you know, film aesthetic.
When I first saw this music video, I immediately thought of Starboy, because the colors. And then I read in the notes here that it's from Brian Smaller, so that's fantastic.
Brian Smaller, who actually colored Starboy, the music video, which is so awesome, and me and my DP, we didn't know
until the last minute that he was going to come on board. Yeah. We had someone else attached and everything planned to color it. And
we were so obsessed. My DP and myself were like, we need this guy to color the video, you know? So we're like, how can we do it? And then we decided, just like we did for many other things, to reach out to him on Instagram, you know?
That's how you reach out to him?
We slid in his DMs, and then we were there.
You guys.
And learned from this. And Instagram is so useful, honestly, because it's like an online gallery for everyone, and it's becoming a network, and it's like you can speak to anyone. And, you know, I just told him, look, I'm a huge fan of your work. Like, I've seen what you did on the video of Starboy, but I've seen all your other commercial work as well. It'd be my pleasure to work with you, you know, and really, like, if we can figure something out. And so he accepted, and then we were coloring
the
with
next
Brian
day
Smaller.
He was coloring. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. You guys always take that chance and reach out. What's the worst that can happen? They say no, right?
Exactly. That's what I always tell myself. It's like, what's the worst that can happen? It's just a no. And then you move on, you know, to the next person. It's okay.
Exactly.
Good for you guys. This video actually got really popular. It hit 1 million views after just 3 days on YouTube. What was that feeling like?
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. We were watching it go up, you know, and like my dad, my mom, everyone calling us, you know, and like it's like, yo, it's going up. Yeah. And it's cool, you know, because finally, and it's different than like short films, I guess, as well, and exhibiting work, is because the fact that it's distributed online now allows you to like, for people to see your work and
your
to see the quality.
Work,
exactly. And it's an immediate thing. It's not like, okay, you have to register for festivals and you have to, you know, go through the acceptance process and whatever. It's just, okay, well, now it's there. You can watch it. Mm-hmm. And you know, over 1 million people watched it in 3 days, and now we're at like over 2 million, you know?
It's
and
crazy.
It's crazy. That's like, if we were to fill audience
really
with
fortifying.
That. It is.
Absolutely. I bet. Did you guys have a social media plan going into this? You know, knowing that the video is going to launch. Did you have any sort of...
Not necessarily, since we weren't allowed to post anything about it until it was posted.
But that being said, we worked with the client and had sort of a plan of what was going out, because we knew we had to have content for Florian's channels, but we also had to have content for Spinning Records, who distributed the video.
Trailers,
behind the scenes. Yeah, exactly. Trailer, exactly. So that this is something we thought about in advance because
I mean, we couldn't post it ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Is what I meant.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you guys have done anything differently with this project?
I think it was a great way to start and like to kick it off.
I wouldn't do anything different with it.
It was super successful.
It went very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
And in the end, we're extremely happy with the product. And I think Florian is as well, you know. And he's from talking to him, he was really happy. He actually came to set as well. You know, we shot him for a day, mm-hmm. which was really fun.
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
He flew actually from, he was touring in Asia. That's why he couldn't make it to the first three days. But
oh, wow.
He managed to make it after.
Talk to us a little bit about the importance. I know you mentioned Instagram and how that can almost be like a portfolio of your work.
Absolutely.
How important do you guys think that is in marketing yourself?
It's been like 5 years that I say to everyone, like, Instagram, this is what Instagram is for. And even if you know, people think of it as like sort of self-advertising, and in a way it's like, okay, well, you're just self-promoting yourself. Well, that's what it is. In a way, you can use it for that, you know, and it's a great way to be able to put your work out, put your content out, and show people, you know, what your quality of work is. And if there was no Instagram, I guess there would have been, you know, no, it's like everything sort of trickles from there, because this is sort of where this is where I put my content first, you know, mm-hmm. because I wasn't able to put it elsewhere because it was in festivals and such. So I would put little bits and pieces of this and that. And, you know, in the end, you know, Florian came to us because probably he saw what was on Facebook and Instagram and everything, you know. So I guess everything trickles down from Instagram. And it's such a great feeling because, you know, the amount of people that are like, well, Instagram is just a social media platform. Get off from there with your advertising, you know. But it's like, no, like, it is actually a very useful thing, I think.
Right.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
I love all social media platforms. I think it's the future of our generation, and I think we're right in the, you know, in the
midst
early
of it,
but in the still the early stages where a whole lot is gonna be made. With
I definitely think, you know, having a great website, super strong, definitely have, you know, all of your work on a website. But I feel like Instagram is just as equally as important.
To
know,
be honest, in LA,
I don't know how many times like I've searched, I don't know, like a florist or something, and instead of going to their website, I'm on their Instagram page.
Or when you go out and look for food, you know, you want to go to the restaurant, you're like, yo, okay, what's the name of this restaurant?
You want pictures of the food and their work, and so great.
Yeah.
So you recently made a video for your high school.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
So I was invited by my high school, which is a boarding school in the Swiss Alps, in Villars. It's called Collège Beausoleil. And Florian actually went there to school as well. And so me and a few other students were invited to come give alumni speeches. And, you know, we were different. So I was invited to go and speak about, you know, my career here in Los Angeles and making movies and such. And I really tried my best to go, but I couldn't make it because I had so much homework and I had so much stuff to do. So I was like, okay, listen, you know what? I'll just try to, like, write my speech. And instead of going there and just giving my speech, I'll just film my speech in a fun way, you know? So I was like, how can I creatively do that? And what are my resources that I can actually do something fun to show the students, you know? Mm-hmm. So I had, like, a week to do this. And I was like, okay, crunch time. So we need to think, you know? So that's when I turned to Kenny and I was like, I need your help, you know? So we sat down, like, built a crew, and like I mean, not built a crew, but like you know, got, put a crew together in like a day, and then
contacted
went out.
Contacted the school.
Yeah, contacted
they were
the school.
Very helpful.
Yeah. Super helpful. Yeah.
Gave us access to Universal and the school itself, and we could film inside.
Yeah.
And
that was really fun.
It was
fun.
A great experience.
Yeah. It was super fun.
It was a great experience.
We actually have the clip here, so let's take a look at that.
Hey guys, what's going on? I'm sorry I couldn't make it tonight, but I didn't want to leave you empty-handed, so I planned a little walk and talk for us around Universal Studios. Come on! If someone told me I'd be standing here 4 years ago when I graduated Beausoleil, I'd never believe them. I mean, come on, look around. We're standing on one of the most important film studios, and they've made movies you guys probably all have seen. Jaws, E.T., American Gangster, Jurassic Park, and the new... Some of you might ask, how did I end up here?
Part.
Well, that's a good question, because chances are you two could be joining me after your IB exams if you listen to some of my advice. Number one, make sure you choose the right place to study. You'll be spending the next couple years there, so you want to make sure it's the right fit for you. Take your time and be confident in your choices. Don't let anyone tell you what you should or shouldn't do. number two. Be happy. It's not because all your friends are going to college in Boston. You should be going too. Trust me. I've made the mistake. Number three. Get rid of your anxieties. It's okay to make. It's okay to make mistakes. We all do. Matter of fact, I made so many of them, I stopped counting. I've actually been to 4 schools in 3 different countries within the span of 3 years, only to realize that...
Cut!
The line is, only to realize that making movies is what I've always wanted to do. I've actually been to 4 different schools in 3 different countries within the span of 3 years, only to realize that making movies is what I've always wanted to do.
Cut!
Thank you very much, guys. We got it. You, come with me. It doesn't matter how crazy you think your dreams are or how far you are from achieving them. If you believe in yourself, then anything is possible. Follow your dreams and your passion. Never let it die. Never let anyone condescend you or sidetrack you. You're the only one in charge of your future, so do the right choice and make sure it's worth living.
Aww.
That's cute.
I really love that. What was the reaction of the students?
I wasn't there, but they told me that, you know, all of the students were sort of empowered by that and really liked it. And so I was really happy because...
That was our plan.
Yeah, and the message I wanted to give out was like, just, you know, screw what everyone says. Like, if you want to do it, you can do it, you know?
Yeah.
Because that, I feel, was like what people always, you know, put sticks in my wheels. And I feel like there's always, you know, that feeling of like, oh, you want to make movies, but how are you going to make movies, you know? And it's like, but that's what I want to do. Like, you'll never understand, like, the burning desire inside of us, you know?
Right.
It's just like, this is what it is.
Well, because there's kids all around the world who, all they want is to make films.
Yeah.
And they're just in their heads, or they put obstacles in front of themselves.
Yeah.
And it's like, they need to hear that, you know, that if they want it, they can have it, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, and that, I think, is the power of being able to use your voice, even if it's not, you know, if it's at that reach, like, it's, at least you're using your voice for something and to, like, empower others. And I feel like it's a very important thing to do.
Yeah, awesome. So recently, I know you guys can't talk too much about Zero to Hero, but tell us what that is and what we can kind of expect.
So to talk a little bit briefly about Zero to Hero, a couple months ago, well, I mean, I guess a long time ago, like sort of 6 months ago.
Ever since I've known Richard, he arrived here.
I've been sort of obsessed with, like, social media comedians and the people that are on Instagram and on
Vine
Facebook,
and
on Vine and all of that
exactly.
stuff, you know? So I really like them. The reason I like them is because I think that, you know, like comedians were back in the day in the 80s and the 90s that were using stages to tell their jokes and tell their stories. Well, today, are those comedians from Vine and YouTube, Instagram, whatever, are using social media platforms to put out their
Absolutely.
Humor and their stories. And so I was like, hey, that's super interesting because you know what? Like 20 years ago when sort of Judd Apatow made Freaks and Geeks, you know, he's rounded up all of those comedians which were, you know, really funny people and ended up being really talented people, you know, and there's Seth Rogen, James Franco, you know, all of that comes from there. And I keep telling myself, like, okay, we can do the same and you know, there's probably a way to do that. And so I started researching.
Something there.
Yeah, there's something there. And so I started researching and researching and researching, and there was no way to get in touch, and so difficult. And you know, those guys have like 14 million followers on Instagram. Why are they gonna listen to me? You know? Can't slide in those DMs. So then they were like so then I found this guy who's a director, sort of a social media director, VFX artist, writer. And
in
I was
France.
Like, hey, listen. From France, and I was like, hey, listen, you know, we should make something together. I can give you the infrastructure and the ability to take your skills to the next level, you know, and you can do it with us in collaboration together, and we can actually, you know, put your contacts and your skills with our, you know, experience and our production value together and really, like, give you
make
the best, you know,
and
the goal was always to, like, elevate and heighten the quality of the online sketches that were made today, that are made on YouTube or that are made on Instagram, because they're fun and, you know, they're funny, but
visually they're
lacking a lot. And now it was about finding the right balance between visual, heightened visual, and at the same time, so that the acting
keeping
is not sort of keeping the humor and the acting at the same level. So really heightening everything, which I think we've successfully done.
Yes.
But we can come back and talk about it when we know more.
When it's out, we want you to come back and talk more about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Tell us about your film. This was your NYFA thesis film called Oiled Up.
Oiled Up. So Oiled Up is my movie, which I my NYFA thesis, my short film, which I made last year before coming to LA.
Mm-hmm.
In New York,
yeah, it tells the story of, you know, three brothers and an elder brother that sacrifices himself for the better of his younger siblings. And who...
Did you have a part in this as well?
No, I was okay. In LA. Okay. Yeah.
This was when we were still separated. Oh. We weren't back together yet.
Gotcha. Yeah. No. Yeah. Okay. The duo wasn't together.
Yeah, the duo wasn't together. Okay. So, yeah, this elder brother that sacrifices for the better of his younger siblings, who then later, 20 years later, is going to realize that his sacrifice did not amount to anything, and he's going to have to sort of buy their trust back. Mm-hmm. And I being in New York and loving, you know, all Scorsese movies and The Sopranos and so on, I wanted to sort of live in that sort of gangster world, you know? So I was like, okay, how can I, you know, on top of my story and my visual storytelling and everything, how can I take this to the next level? So I, you know, met this casting director who helped me cast the movie, and luckily enough, you know, there's Chuck Zito who's involved, who was on the series Oz that a lot of people, you know. There's Eric Roberts, you know, who came on board as well, who plays Roberts, who plays the mean guy of my story. Vincent Pastore, that you probably know, he's Big Pussy from The Sopranos.
Yeah.
I know everyone knows him, you know. And he played in so many of movies that I love, you know. He plays in so many Besson movies, Guy Ritchie movies. So I was like really like a fanboy almost, you know, but I didn't want to show that. So I was like, listen, I'm a director,
you're cool,
real good.
You're professional.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and them and like James McCaffrey, who was the star of Viper, you know, at the time. So I had all those like, you know, all those like seasoned actors, which was really fun because I could take a lot of experience from them and their knowledge, and I learned so much from that. I think it was really great, and being able to be this young director working with actors that have so much experience was really like,
that's,
you know,
fantastic.
A learning experience for me as a director even. So it was fantastic, and now it's playing at the First Glance Film Festival from April 20th to 23rd here in Los Angeles at the Lamlet Theater.
Oh, very cool. That's right down the street
here. Yeah, right down the street.
Okay.
Exactly.
Tell us about the submitting to that festival. Why that one? Why that film?
So I've submitted... I mean, I guess when you submit to film festivals, number one is like finding the right platform to do it on. I know there's a lot of platforms out there. I personally use Without a Box because I think Without a Box is great. It's simple. Yeah. It's like, it for me, Without a Box is like sort of, if you compare it to like Apple products, you know, it's user friendly and it's like nice images and stuff. So I guess it's really easy to use. And, you know, film festivals are divided in like hot lists and deal time and things like that. So depending on what your interest is, you know, you can actually research them from the website and see what are the festivals that interest you. So, you know, I knew that I wanted to start with the top tier festivals, you know, so the festivals that are really hard to get into that have been sort of established for like 20 years or over. And those are really tough to get in. And once you do that, then you go to the lower ones. Now, First Glance was actually one of my top choices, but it was when I had applied to this, it was like 5 months ago. So now it just popped back and I'm like, yay, you know, but
it's always a little surprise.
Yeah, it's always a surprise.
Email and you're like, oh, right, I had applied
there.
It's
an email.
Yeah, it's an email.
Back in the day, you get those letters.
So yeah, you get the email back and you're really happy. And I mean, I guess then it's like I always go back and check, okay, you know, this is this festival, and I look at it and I'm like, you know, it's great because I've been selected in official selection, and it's been the festival has been running for like 17 years, you know, so it's pretty established, and I mean, again, it's just a great way to exhibit your film. I'd rather that than you know, no festival, so it's fun. Yeah.
Festivals are always good. And Colleen, you have Red Velvet that you just produced.
Yes, I actually produced that one a couple years ago.
Okay.
But it's still going in the festival process.
It's super popular in Russia, you said?
Yeah, in Russia. We had one of our actresses. She's from a small village in Russia. Yes, in Russia. And for some reason, that small village watched the film and loved it, and it just kind of expanded from there. And
do you think that had to do again with social media?
Yes,
word
absolutely.
Of mouth, that
absolutely.
Tiny little village, all of a sudden it's this huge hit. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you produced it. Tell us about the idea for that.
So we actually have our best friend called Valerio.
And actually studies at NYFA too.
He's the director of Red Velvet, and he has a crazy mind and always thinks of crazy kind of horror adjacent.
Is it a horror film?
It's a psychological horror.
Oh,
yes.
I love those.
It definitely hit a lot of people because they didn't expect it to go that way.
Oh boy.
It's a very sort of Lynchian-esque type of horror.
Yes. I gotta see this, guys.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's the way my dad described it, at least.
Yes.
And at least Val.
But it was a great project, and yeah, it's still going around the world.
So where can we find it? Where is it?
It's not released yet, since we are still going through the festival process. It's not released yet, but as soon as it is, I will send you a link.
Let us know. Awesome, guys. Well, I think that's it. Do you guys have anything else you're working on currently that you want to share?
Well, we're working. We're going to start
We have the next music video for Florian.
Yeah, so we're doing that now.
That's amazing.
We're in the early stages of pre-production, right?
Exactly. You've got but one hit. It's going to be one hit after another with him. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hopefully this will be as viral and even more.
Yeah. Hopefully,
we'll have to come up with another kick-ass concept.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Pressure. No pressure.
So what I take away from today's episode is social media can really help you if you use it right.
Yeah.
Don't underestimate the importance of proper social media use. And always, what is it? Land in the DM is what you said.
Yeah, slide in the DM.
The messages,
just don't be afraid. Just go for it.
Don't
no,
be
I
afraid.
Swear. Yeah, seriously. And yeah, I mean, just... Please, like, don't be afraid of don't be ashamed or anything of your passion. And you know, if it's something that's burning inside of you, then just go for it.
Yeah.
And really, it's you shouldn't
You'll
be ashamed.
You'll always find someone that wants to share that with you, that wants to make it happen.
So I hope all you guys at home, they take this with them and keep it precious. Because keep it close to your heart.
Yes.
Because I hope you can move forward in life with this always in mind. You know,
yeah.
And it's like just do it. Do what
Just
you want.
Do it.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you guys so much for joining
Thank
us.
You so much
Thank
for
you guys
having
for
us.
Tuning in as well. And tune
Thank
in next
you.
Week when we have more special guests.
Yes.
Thanks so much for watching.
No, I'm kidding.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.